I always, always, always get to live out what it is that I'm going to talk about. It's kind of amazing. So if you're wondering where the heck Will has been and where Teddy has been, and I'm not even going to bother Teddy. Teddy's sitting in his bed right now. If you're wondering where I've been, I'm going to wait till everybody joins in, and then I'm going to let you know, because it really, really, really feeds into what it is I'm going to talk about. Cynthia, good morning. Good morning, Dominic, my buddy, Cortulo. Good morning. Let's see who else is here. There we go. What an interesting, interesting experience this morning. I look forward to telling you about it in preparation of for what we're going to talk about today. All right. Just giving everybody a chance to check in. Teddy is not with me right now. He is with me, but he is lying in his bed, and I don't want to disturb him because he was all ready to go, and then when I tell you what happened, I had to put him out of my lap, which I did. So, all right. It's amazing. If I say we're going to talk about something, the universe goes, okay, well, then you get to live it out first. So, good morning to Michaela Doherty, and good morning to Lisa Bartels. Jerome Johnson is here. Good morning to all of my friends. Hillary Hunt Robertson is here. She's a top fan, as is Jerome Johnson. Miyuki Pullman is here. Miyuki is part of our complaint-free meditation group, as is Michaela. I want to show you, well, I'll give it a few more minutes because I want to show you the view we're going to be meditating with today, which sounds a little contradictory in terms or a little dichotomous, but it does make sense. Gail Labadia is here. I like your last name. I don't know why. I just think Labadia is a cool last name, and I hope I'm saying it correctly. Cindy Cahill Benson. Now, if I'm not mistaken, Cindy, you hit 21 days yesterday in the complaint-free life program. I know that, what's her name? I'll never forget. Oh, what's her name? That's a joke. Trish, who's probably here laughing at the fact that I can't, but I'm almost positive Trish also hit the 21-day benchmark by going 21 days in a row without complaining. If you want to find out more about that, go to acomplaintfreeworld.org. acomplaintfreeworld.org. Get one of our complaint-free bracelets and take the complaint-free challenge. And better yet, join our complaint-free life program, which is a group of people that support one another in the complaint-free life movement. Michael, good morning. Last day at Starbucks. Dude, awesome. That's right. You're retiring. I remember that. Well, we're so glad to have you here, and I hope you take a nice, happy attitude into Starbucks today as a result of being with us and also being in the complaint-free meditation program, which Michael is. So now's a good chance. I'll show you every day. I started this contest. I call it a contest. We're not competing. I just invited people to take a picture of what morning looks like at their home and send it, and we would use it as the background so that we would like get to pretend we're meditating all together at your place. And it's also fun, especially since many of the people in the complaint-free meditation group are from all over the world, just like those of you who are from all over the world. And so it is so cool to be able to see what they see and to see the similarities and also the differences and the beauty of it all. Yesterday, we meditated with the view from Michelle Doherty's condo in Miami, looking up up Brickell Avenue into Miami. And today we are going to be going and stopping by, and the music's going to change and everything. Here we go. Lynn Ballone's home. That's Lynn's view. That's the pool. And then you can see there's a gate in the background, and look, just as the sun is coming up, isn't it beautiful? So I want to thank Lynn for sending me her view of what she sees in the morning, and we get to make it the backdrop for our daily meditation this morning. I also received another one from, I'll know it in a second. When I see the person's name, it'll jar me, and I apologize for not remembering, but I've got several days of these all prepared. So check out www.complaintfreemeditation.com and join us. You get 30 days free. And for those of you who are part of it, you know how great it is. And thank you for telling others as well. Gail Labadia. Yes, it's Italian. It sounds funny. And not funny, fun. It's like Labadia, Labadia, Labadia. I know what I'm getting it with. The Minions in Despicable Me is one of the little things they say is Labadia. So it sounds close to that to me. Got it. I am on day 19, Cindy says. That is awesome. Everybody, let's send some congratulations to Trish for hitting the 21 days in a row without complaining. If you haven't tried this, you don't know what an accomplishment this is, to go 21 consecutive days without uttering a single complaint, especially with what's going on right now. And Trish did it. Congratulations to Trish. And Cindy, boy, she has been like a rabbit. She has racked up some days really, really quickly. And it's normal for most people to stay on day one for a month or two. And Cindy has really done well. Linda Farrell is here. Good morning, Linda. She's also part of our complaint-free meditation group. Our queen of sharing, Patty Gay Young, shares every single day. Shares our jumpstart, invites her friends to join us. I'm on day one again and better for it. Life-changing. Thank you. Yeah, the thing is, doing the complaint-free challenge gets you to accept yourself trying stuff and failing over and over and over again. And the biggest challenge I find with the complaint-free thing is when people actually do it and really try and catch themselves complaining, they feel like, oh my God, the bracelet becomes like kryptonite. They want to get it off their wrist because they're like, I didn't need to know how much I complained. Yeah, you did. And that's the point. So thank you for those of you who are part of the program, the Complaint Free Life program, and for those of you who are taking the Complaint Free Challenge. For every person who changes, your life impacts 100 other people. So Lisa Bartel says, fantastic. Good morning. There you are. Hi, Lynn. You mean, Lynn is just getting here. Lynn, did you see me show off your home here? Here we go. Let's do it one more time. This is the view that we're going to be meditating with this morning in our complaint-free meditation group at 8:30. So be sure and check it out and join us. Lynn sent us this picture. It's a beautiful one. Me too, Patty. Onward and upward. Oh my gosh, gorgeous. Isn't it though, Lisa? Gorgeous, Lynn. Love it. Peaceful view. Congratulations to Trish. Great, Cindy. Congratulations, says Cynthia. I was on day one for at least a week. Only a week? Only a week? Shoot, I was on day one for a month. And the wonderful community grass cutters are out there this morning. Love the smell of cut grass in the morning. You know, it's so funny. One of the things that has happened here since I've moved here in November in Key Largo is that every single day, at approximately 11 to 11:15, they use leaf blowers, and they leaf blow the entire property. Every single floor, they blow the water off the corridor, they blow the leaves. And the funny thing is, they blow all the leaves up against the chain link fence. And then the resort next door comes at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. And see, I know this because I'm home working. And they blow the leaves right back onto our property. So I'm very grateful for the people who keep it up. And I'm like, this is just kind of a game, watching it going back and forth. We should have meditation in your backyard, says Lisa. Doesn't that sound great? You know what I'm looking forward to? You ask about what people are looking forward to. I've always wanted to do a seminar. I've always wanted to have people get together for a few days of just some life-changing awesomeness. And I'm looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to having you here with me. I'm looking forward to maybe you coming down here to Southern Florida, doing something in Miami or here in the Keys, and just really having a powerful, transformative time. And so that's something I'm visualizing. So join me in that. I'd love to have you think about coming down here, being with me. Imagine me doing the jump starts with you sitting here, and also the meditation, etc. So it'd be awesome. I did the challenge several years ago. I should probably do it again after the week I've had. Well, Christelle, I would agree that, you know what, it never hurts to continue to try and give up complaining. Okay, so I want to tell you what happened to me this morning and why we got off to such a rocky start. What happened to me this morning is that I had everything all dialed in here this morning. I dialed it in last night. I'm not going to, you know, I've actually figured out how I think to work this fairly well. And I think that, you know, you can tell this is a green screen that's behind me. No big surprise. So I can change things out. But I've figured out how to use it. I figured out how to create the environment that I want to create. And sat down this morning, and for some reason, the music that goes under this was gone. It just disappeared. And so what I did was I had to go back and reload it. Didn't take but seconds. Now, you may have noticed in your newsfeed that every single day I create an event for the next day's Jumpstart. I want to make sure that you know it, that you think about it, that it's in your top of your mind, because we need reminding. Gosh, I know I do. So I create an event. Now, Facebook has started this thing when you click go live. If it's at the same time as your event, it says, do you want to go live in the event? And so I went, sure. Had no idea what that would mean. Well, I was in there waiting, talking, waiting, talking for about 2.5 minutes. And no one showed up. None of you. And I realized then that this was not going to work. I think it was only maybe showing to people who said they were going to be at the event. I don't know. Didn't matter. What mattered was that I needed to get out of Facebook. I needed to close out my program, and I'm watching the clock tick. And I know that many of you are sitting there waiting on me and Teddy to talk to you and to be with you. And I am sitting there and I am consciously aware of what it is I want to talk with you about today. And that is your dial. Many, many people, most people, almost all people, don't realize that they have an internal dial. And I'm going to actually say we have two dials. We tend to turn down the feel-good dial, and we tend to turn up the feel-bad dial. We have two. And we need to become not only aware of them, but the fact that we can change their settings, that we not only can change their settings, we alone set the dials by what we think and how we react. So this morning, as I am sitting there, I remember in the past, let's say 5-10 years ago, before I was meditating, before I was doing body awareness exercises to become aware of the feelings in my body, and that's really what I want you to become aware of, is those feelings of anxiety and stress in your body, and to realize that you can actually turn them down. You can turn them down. Number one, you cannot turn them up quite so high in the first place. The way I find to do that is to argue with yourself. I argue so little with other people nowadays, but I am always taking my ego to task. I once asked my ego, I like to do this, and I know this is going to go, whoosh, some of you are going to go, cray, cray. But I really asked my ego one time. I was in this workshop, and they said, well, ask your ego its name. And mine said bona fide, which bona fide means real. It also is a very Southern term, son. It's where I grew up. So I like to think of my ego as sounding kind of like this here. But he has very bad things to say about me and everybody else. Now, that's not to poke fun at Southerners. That's just to say that I think of him as kind of a foghorn, leghorn character. And that's the best I can do. And besides, I'm a Southerner, so I get to do that. Anyway, Leonard Cohen says you always get to poke fun at your own group. Anyway, I was talking about the fact that we have this dial. And when things go wrong, are we still live, by the way? I'm getting a thing saying that our stream is disconnected. I want to make sure. Okay, sounds awesome. I did the challenge. Okay, good. Looks like we're still good. Weird. I'm getting a thing that says we're disconnected, but I am seeing a whole bunch of people here with me live, and I want to thank you all for being with me. When something goes wrong, we have a stereotypical way of setting our dial. We have a stereotypical way. It's like a thermostat, and it's been called a thermostat many times in our lives. But the thing about a thermostat is it's something that we set and we forget about. I want to think of it more as a dial. I want us to realize that when something negative happens, someone cuts you off in traffic, someone is rude to you, you have a discovery, you're struggling financially during the COVID experience, etc., you actually have a stereotypical way of how high you're going to get upset. I have seen this in people. There are some people, you cannot get them to turn their dial up no matter how upset you make them. One of the things I like about Steve Carell's character in the new show Space Force on Netflix is that he's very, very intense, like he is in The Office, but he's also, these major things just go wrong and it just doesn't seem to affect him. I mean, some things really do, but most of the things, like when people are rude to him, he just stays so like above it. And we can do that. We've got to remember, though, that we have this dial. And when something goes wrong and we experience it, we get to ask ourselves, now exactly how far am I going to turn the dial here? And try and turn the dial a little bit less. Now, how do you know if you're succeeding? You don't just visualize a dial in your mind. You feel it in your body. You have to then go back and check in your body on a level of 1 to 10. How stressed am I about this situation in my body? It's a feeling. So how am I feeling in my body about this discovery or this situation or this health diagnosis or whatever? How am I feeling in my body? And can I dial it down? And by the way, let me just say this again, and I'm as guilty of it as anybody else. The news media's job is to dial you up. Period. Enrage and engage. Remember, if you upset somebody, you keep their attention. Enrage and engage. I wrote about it in my book, A Complaint-Free World. So we want to be aware of the fact that we have a dial when situations go wrong and be conscious of how high we turn them up. Now, the other thing is, what about the other dial? What about the good dial? Well, I've noticed that when things are going good, we're just kind of like, okay, things are good. When things even go really good, you know, like I got a surprise refund from the state of Missouri the other day. It was just a few $100, but I mean, you know, at first I thought, well, good, you know, and inside I thought, and then later I thought that was $300 I was totally not expecting. Still don't know exactly why they sent it back to me, but I'm okay with that. Why not crank up that dial? My buddy Joe Vitale, who was in The Secret, wrote the book The Attractor Factor, said that it is so important to feel good. If you set goals and you don't feel good, you don't feel like you already have it, then you're never going to achieve those goals. So we want to make sure that not, you have two dials, remember that. And it's often like leaving the brake on and stomping the accelerator if you just try and feel better. You want to consciously turn down your level of upset. And yes, you can control it. I have proved it. I was the most reactive person you have ever met. I was always looking for a fight. I was always irritated about something. And I have turned that stuff way down. And what's so cool is that when you turn it down, you start to realize, okay, now what? What is, am I going to just feel nothing? No, that's when you start to really feel the other stuff, the good stuff. And that's when you're able to just turn up the other dial. That's why when you're in a situation with someone, you're hanging out with someone you're in love with, it's so much easier to just turn up the bliss dial. So today, make sure that when something goes well, don't just say, well, it's about time, or of course. Turn up your dial of gratitude. Be grateful for it. Take a moment to feel it in your heart. This morning, as I was thinking about this, Teddy jumped in my lap, and I hugged him and just held him, and I could literally feel his heart beating against mine, and he was licking my ear, which is sort of his way of telling me he loves me. And I could feel love in my body. I could feel it. So become aware of what you feel, because you're the one controlling the dial of both when you get upset and the dial of when you experience something good. Let's check in one more time and see what you all have to say. Oh, good. Okay, everybody says I'm fine. I'm still alive. Well, again, I do apologize that, the takeaway from this morning was, I had to complete several difficult tasks, which were not all that difficult, but I had to complete several difficult tasks to reconnect our live feed, okay? To leave the one that I was in and come back. I had to use a couple of programs, et cetera, copy stream keys, et cetera, all right? Years ago, I would have been so because I messed up and everybody's waiting on me. I could not have thought through a damn thing and accomplished it. I'm just telling you. That's the truth. And now I was like telling myself that arguing with the ego thing, telling myself it's all going to be fine. These people are still going to be there. If anything, they're missing you. They love you. They want to see you. Everything is good, and you know you're going to work it out. And I start to monitor. I see my dial as being right here in my diaphragm. And I'm like, keep it below a 2. That's always my goal now. Keep it below a 2. So today, see how low you can keep your upset dial? See how high you can turn your bliss dial? And friends, it's going to be a great day. Today is Friday, so I will see you all Monday. I'll see you all live here Monday. We still have our complaint-free meditation in 5 minutes. I'm going to give everybody a chance to get up, stretch their legs, go to the restroom, because a lot of the people you see here in this jumpstart will also be live with me in complaint-free meditation. One more time, I want to start by saying, or let you see, this is Lynn Ballone's home. Isn't that beautiful? Yeah. All right, everybody, thank you so much. I love you all. It's such a blessing to have this opportunity to be with you. You are truly just a wish come true. So thank you so much. Take care. See you Monday. Have a great weekend. Make it a great weekend.